I'm Ruth Dussault. You're listening to Local News Matters, local headlines from the Bay Area. Nevada tightens renter protections. Automated license plate readers face a critical audit. A regional furniture bank finds a larger home. A new study shows the economic costs of mass deportations, and the Bay Area adopts big plans for the future. Nearly a year after an apartment building was condemned for structural and fire safety hazards, the Novato City Council approved an ordinance expanding safeguards for renters facing no-fault evictions. The local measure goes farther than state renter protections. It was partly driven by the displacement last April of about a dozen households and more than 40 people from the Romar Court apartments. The city had to reach out to local nonprofits like North Marin Community Services to help support the displaced families. Under the new rules, landlords must pay each household $250 a day to cover relocation expenses until it maxes out at the city limit. Tenants forced to leave while their apartments are being repaired get the right to return for up to 2 years at a comparable rent. A new audit by the ARC news outlet has found 41 California law enforcement agencies used Tiburon's automated license plate reader data to conduct over 17,000 potentially illegal searches. The data spans the second half of 2025. The results were nearly double the number already identified by the Tiburon Police Department's own audit. The investigation found that the vendor Flock Safety has changed its system in ways that make improper searches harder to detect. It also removed information from audit logs that California law requires agencies to keep. Of the 41 agencies flagged by the investigation, 29 still retain access to Tiburon's license plate data. Meanwhile, Tiburon has expanded the camera network, adding 2 downtown units. Bay Area nonprofit Make It Home will be able to double its capacity at its new 11,000-square-foot warehouse in Novato. The new location is at 15 Pomeran Way. The organization collects donated furniture and household goods, then it refurbishes them and provides them to people who are moving into housing after periods of homelessness, domestic violence, poverty, or foster care. At an opening ceremony last week, Meredith Parnell with the St. Vincent de Paul Society of Marin said there's nothing dignified about getting housed after years of homelessness and being given a key to a completely bare apartment. Founded in 2020 by Carolyn Rebuffel Flannery, Make It Home has partnered with more than 150 agencies in 13 counties across the Bay. A new economic analysis warns mass deportations could significantly damage the region's economy. The Bay Area Council Economic Institute estimates the region could lose as much as $67 billion in annual output if its undocumented population were all deported. The report says nearly 480,000 undocumented immigrants live in the region. They play key roles in industries like construction, hospitality, transportation, and retail. Researchers say their removal would disrupt supply chains, raise operating costs for businesses, and reduce consumer spending. Immigrants pay taxes. The study also projects a loss of about $8.4 billion in annual tax revenue. The authors say that a fear of deportation has already begun affecting the workforce. Workers are skipping shifts and businesses are cutting hours. Regional leaders have approved a sweeping blueprint for the Bay Area's future. On Wednesday, the Metropolitan Transportation Commission adopted Plan Bay Area 2050+. The adoption came after nearly 3 years of planning with the involvement of more than 17,000 residents and organizations. The officials say the goal is to make the 9-county region more affordable, better connected, and prepared for climate change. For the first time, the plan includes a regional resilience project list. That's an inventory of infrastructure projects needed to prepare the Bay Area for about 4.9 feet of sea level rise in coming decades. The planners say the list helps to estimate funding needed while allowing local communities to design their own specific adaptation solutions. I'm Ruth Dussault. For more on these stories, visit localnewsmatters.org. This has been a production of Radio Sausalito and Local News Matters.